This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Where we are in this economy today has a whole lot to do with what happened in this economy 10 years ago and how all of our lives changed with the financial crisis. Our project covering the 10 years we have all just lived through is called Divided Decade, stories in part about how people's lives have turned in unexpected ways. Ann Shun is an illustrator and author. You can find her work on Instagram and Facebook and on greeting cards and postcards and calendars and stickers and pins and keychains. Her first book, though, is called Bad Girls Throughout History, came out a couple of years ago. Her latest is called Legendary Ladies, and it's good to have you here.
Hi.
For those who can't see the books that I have here in front of me, and they can go online and we'll have pictures and stuff at marketplace.org, describe your art style for me, would you?
Well, I paint in gouache, which is an opaque watercolor, and it's very influenced by 50s fashion illustration.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah, I love that style and that sophistication of work, but I want to apply it to a more inclusive representation of women and people.
How much of your time is Ann Shun artist versus Ann Shun small businesswoman?
Oh, God. Probably 80% is the business and
20% really?
Is the artwork. Yeah.
Wow, did I not have that right? How can you possibly output all the art you make when you're spending so much time running your business?
Well, it's just a lot of density of work in both. When I have the time to make the work, I get into like flow and I'm like a juggernaut when I do that. And then when I'm in the business, it's every aspect of it. It's accounting, it's doing the planning, and then also my own marketing for it.
How did you get started doing this?
So I graduated college in 2006. I went to UCSD, so I went to a large university and studied writing. So I didn't have a whole lot of other technical skills besides that. So I worked for a few years in nonprofits here in LA. And then 2008 happened, and then I couldn't get another job. I hated the job I was in. And then I thought, well, I'm spending all my time reading design blogs and looking at artists' work, so maybe I should do that. So I decided to take a figure drawing class, and then I decided to go to art school.
Yeah, clearly you've got skills, right? I mean, you look at these books and...
You know, I actually didn't draw that much until I decided I wanted to in my 20s. I didn't know anyone who went to art school or was a working artist, so I didn't know how to do that. And then my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, he was going to CalArts, and I finally went on to this campus and saw all these people doing this, and there was a connection there for me of, oh, this is how you can make it a career.
Huh.
So then, and I was also meeting people who were going back to school around that time later in life for a second act. And so I was like, I'm going to school. I'm going back to art school.
And so you made the investment, as many did during the financial crisis, since you couldn't get the job you wanted, you went back and got training.
Yeah, because all salaries were frozen and no jobs were being listed, and I just felt stuck, and I was still at entry level at that point. I had done everything I thought I was supposed to do right. Like, I was an excellent student. I went to a UC that was a really great school. I had graduated with honors. And then all that was on the other side was just entry level jobs that were like administrative assistants. And so I realized there's no more path set out for me, and I had done everything right, and I'm still not getting anywhere I want to get, then I need to start making my own path.
How different do you suppose your life would be if, when you'd gotten out of school in 2006, the economy wasn't headed for a crash and things had been humming right along? Would you be here?
I don't think I would have taken the risks that I did that early on in my career. I wouldn't have felt confident or secure enough. I felt like I had nothing to lose then because we were all stuck. So I might as well take time out to go back to school and learn a skill and do something I've always wanted to do.
How's business now? It sounds like you're busy.
It's great. Yeah, it's really great. I've been working for myself for 4 years now, which is the longest job I've ever kept.
Is it terrifying?
You know, some days it is, but it gets easier. The things that used to terrify me like 4 years ago don't scare me as much anymore. But it's new, bigger things that scare me.
Ann Shun, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Kai.
We've got some examples of Ann's work on our Instagram. You can see it at Marketplace APM. And while you're there, tell us the story of how the financial crisis might have changed your life.